in 4DBU or something.
K1 on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This is KN4DBU. Triangle radio check. Please respond.
KN4DBU. I can hear you. Can you hear me? J4RHF. DBU, you were hitting the repeater.
KN4DBU.
For DBU, you are hitting the repeater. K4RHF.
I'm going to try my other radio now. Give me a second. Thank you.
Okay, I'll be listening out. K4RHF.
And this is KN4DDU. Can you read me? Over.
I think you're calling K4RHF. I hear you real good now.
Good help. I don't know what I was doing wrong before, but it looks like it's kind of working. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Yeah, there's just a tiny little bit of crackle or static in it. But, you hit the repeater real good now compared to the handheld. The handheld, I was having a little trouble hearing you. But this is coming through real good. Have you got a watt meter or SWR meter for that thing?
Sir, I literally got it today. It's a VTEC UV252 with a antenna and a car mount. So I'm literally just playing with it for the first time, and you're actually the first person I've ever managed to talk to on it, so I'm pretty happy that I figured it out. Thank you for the help.
Okay, yeah, you sounded good there. Have you got it mounted in the car?
My bedroom. Got it on a little 7-amp-hour little battery and working it and figuring it out.
Okay, have you got a good ground for that antenna? That's real important. Have a big cookie pan or something underneath it. If that's a mag mount antenna, I can tell you from experience, you can blow your transmitter transmitting into an antenna that doesn't have a good base plane.
Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good one. K4RHF.